I'm sitting here in an empty movie theater hallway with Heinz Kabutz, and I have a question about how does one become a Java expert?
It's an interesting question, which I've been asked many times by people from all over the world, and I'm not the only one. Ted Newitt also was asked this question. Now, it's a slightly difficult question to answer because if you spend a lot of time with Java, then you tend to become a Java expert, but it means you have to spend a lot of time with it. Now, something which I've noticed is that a lot of people expect to go to a course and then become a Java expert. It doesn't work like that. You actually have to read yourself, spend time studying Java, download the JDK, read the source code, and basically read the specifications and try out different things. Try out things that you think won't work, but which probably will work. Like, for example, how many of you have tried to add a J checkbox on top of a J button and tried out what it looks like? Now, if you've never tried it, maybe you should try it. And by doing these type of things, you can discover things about Java that other people didn't know could work, and as a result, you learn more about Java. So it's a matter of spending a lot of time reading. I would estimate that the typical programmer works an eight-hour day programming. Now, while you're programming, you can't really learn anything new. You can only apply what you have already learned. When you learn some new things, but you don't really spend time thinking when you're programming.
You mean beat me personally? Or
no, not you personally. Okay. Although some of those slides you put up. No, that was okay. No. That's what I discovered about myself. Is when I'm programming, I'm applying what I know.
Okay.
Obviously, you learn small things here and there. But the time when I really learn is when I take time after my normal time off work to play with the language and try out things which I haven't tried out before. That's when I learn. And I think most bosses have got that idea as well, that they want you to work, and when you work, you must produce. It's very few companies that are willing to let you spend time.
There's very few companies that will let me spend time playing to learn.
Exactly. Yeah. There are some, like Google, who let you be involved in the community,
right.
And Sun also is doing that now. But most companies don't have time, don't have the budget for that. So it's really up to the developer to spend the time himself. If you look at Java training, the trainer can only teach you, can only refine what you know already. Spoon feeding doesn't work. It doesn't work for learning. And I've once had somebody who prepared himself properly on all the, over 100 courses I've presented. Only once that somebody had really, really prepared himself properly for the course. And all other times people arrive, they know a little bit about the subject matter, but they're basically there to learn. And it's just in the same way that you don't learn while you're programming, you also don't learn when you're listening to someone talking. It's only when you actually apply what the person has said that you do learning. That's why when I present my courses, I tell the people, I know you won't listen to me, so let's get down and do some exercises, and then they learn. Then all the things which I emphasize make sense. So it's a practical trade, and but you need the theoretical understanding, which you learn after hours, it takes a lot of effort. It doesn't come for free. It's something which you have to work at a lot.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much, Paul.